How did they determine that?
Well, we found it. I found it in there about 50 something year ago. Me and my brother-in-law was cutting sawmill timber, sawing logs, cutting sawmill timber. And we went to this tree. And I told him, I said, we got one we can't cut here. And he said, no, we can't cut this one. And we just come in that night. We told the man we was working for that if he wanted a real tree, we'd found one. And he said, well, I want it. And we told him, well, you get us about a 15-foot saw and we can cut saw it down. He said, leave it there. I don't want it. And so it was when the West Virginia now people bought this, I told my boss, we found one though, we, I knew what it was. And we went to it, and he was bragging on it. I said, now, Mr. Fred, I know where there's one bigger than this. He said, as long as you carry me to it. And I carried him right on over there, and we went in the swamp there, about 400 yards to it. And I carried him out on in there and showed it to him. And there's people from Athens and everywhere coming taking pictures of it. And it's 120 feet tall.
Well, did they tag it? Did they label the tree some way so that it wouldn't be?
Well, nobody went in there. Because me and Mr. Fred looked after this land. Nobody fooled around. We were right in here all the time. And lightning hit it year before last. Killed it. And the company wanted them to saw it down and get some cuttings of it, you know. And there's people all over the whole country around here that got blocks off of it, you know. And they got blocks of it, you know. They've varnished and finished it up over in Somerville, South Carolina now in the office, big office over
just
there.
Keepsake.
Keepsake, that's right.
In this area in here, and when you were growing up, was there a difference in the way you described poor people, people who were hard working? Did you call them by a different name that you would have called poor people who tried to work hard but still didn't have much? Is it, for instance, what do you call white people who are poor but don't try to do anything?
Well, the way I always kind of express my opinion on is poor management.
Poor management.
Poor management. A person that don't know how to take care of something. You can take a person, if he's got $50,000, if he don't know how to take care of that, before he knows it, he's plumb broke.
Didn't have any.
That's right. And if he got any management to him, forethought, and management to him, if he's had a chance, he's got something. Now I got a boy, one boy in my family, that he is in Germany, stayed in Germany 3 or 4 years, and he married over there and had a wife and 2 children. He come back to New Jersey, and his wife and both babies burnt up.
In a house fire?
House fire. Burnt, he lost his wife and both babies. Well, that boy ended up telling him how many thousands of dollars has he got insurance. Mm-hmm. And he put into drinking, and today he ain't worth 75 cents. Poor management, lady. If he had used his head, he could take that money and went into a business and had been independent the rest of his life. And today he's laboring from hand to mouth.
From day to day.
That's right.
Have you heard or have you ever used the term poor white trash?
That's right.
To describe
right.
People who didn't,
yeah.
weren't willing to work.
Wasn't willing to work and didn't try to have nothing to wear and didn't go worth nothing.
Didn't have any pride.
Poor trash. They call them poor trash people.
Poor trash.
Poor trash.
Can you, do you remember how far you had to go when, as a child? You